hey, guys, you got a vehicle that's not running anymore. Maybe it was in the floods. You don't know what to do with it. Thinking about selling it, thinking about fixing it up. Hey, how about donating it? Donate it to Houston Cars for Kids. Because what they're going to do is they're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to fill out all the paperwork. Your donation is tax deductible, and you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card if you donate today and tell me you heard about it on the Blitz. It could be a car, a truck, motorcycle. It could be an RV. It could be a tractor, four-wheeler, anything. And they'll come all the way over here and tow it. Over here in Beaumont, any place where you can hear my voice on the radio. And that money goes to help kids at Houston Can Academies. And this is a place that takes in kids who have had to drop out of their schools. Good kids. Some of them couldn't get to school. So they get them bus passes. Some of these are kids that had to get jobs to support their families. They work around their schedule. That's what they do. And so many of them graduate and go on and do great things. And it's all thanks to the donations that the Blitzers are making. Give them a call today, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I'll tell you what, when Keuchel, first couple innings, this is why great pitchers are great pitchers. Like, first couple innings, it looked like they were going to get to him. And once he settled in, forget it.
It's kind of the same deal as yesterday.
Yeah.
With Verlander. He didn't look sharp early on and settled in and had himself a good game.
He started getting his location down.
But listen, when your team is raking and you stop feeling that pressure, it helps
easy.
A lot.
That's what you're going to need moving forward.
Got to take the Chiefs. I don't feel great about it. I think the Texans are improving, but I think the Chiefs are the best team in the league. If you're giving me a pick 'em there, and you're saying the Chiefs are only 3 points better on a neutral field, I find that hard to believe. As good as the Texans have looked, I still don't think they're on that level. I'd have to play the Chiefs here.
I'm on the other side of that. I like the Texans, and I will actually probably play the Texans this week.
Chiefs do have a banged-up offensive line, though.
Banged-up offensive line. And while not a really short week because it's a night game, they're still coming off a short week. They're coming off a big Monday night win. And I think there's got to be a letdown.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here in Beaumont. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At producer T. Scott, at Degenerates975. And, of course, you can text the show at 713-780-3776. Been a fun day out here at Luke's Ice House, 2325 Calder Avenue in Beaumont. Right now you can get $2.50 Miller Lite and Coors Light, $4.75 You Call It's with Tito's, Jack, Bacardi, and Malibu, and et cetera. They've got that, too. And this is your spot for college football, baseball playoffs, and NFL Sunday. Great specials on buckets of Coors Light, Miller Lite. Plenty of good food, big screen TV, so if you're looking for something to do, you're in the area, this is your place to be. Come on out. And for the soccer fans, you got a big soccer match starting here in about 30 minutes.
What?
Yes.
And soccer?
Yes. U.S. and Panama. World Cup qualifier. It's a big one.
I don't care about that.
I know you don't, but I'll be listening to that on the way home.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm interested in whether the United States can win and make it to the World Cup. I'm sorry.
I'm interested if Boise covers that 7.5 against BYU. That's what I'm interested in.
Well, I'm interested in that, too. But
that's my ride home.
I'll be checking in on that from time to time.
Oh, whatever. Did you bet on the soccer match?
No, I didn't bet on the soccer match.
Then listen to the Boise game and check in
on
the soccer.
I'm American, okay? I'm about America. I'm rooting
for America. So you're watching soccer over football?
Team America, yes.
Sounds pretty anti-American to me, bro.
No. Listen,
You're starting to sound like a...
Do you have a little flag shirt with Boise State on it?
You're starting to sound like a Canadian is all I'm saying.
Why am I rooting for the U.S. then?
I don't know. But you're watching soccer over football.
Not if I were watching hockey over football, but I actually will probably watch some of the Golden Knights game tonight.
Whatever.
It's the first game. I have my Golden Knights hat on.
You're
for that
going soccer and hockey over football? Yeah.
It's college football.
You're real American, bro.
Okay.
You're a hero.
Sorry that I want my country to do
communist.
Well at a sport that the rest of the world thinks it owns.
Communist, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
They do own it.
Well, I know. We got to take it away from them.
No, let them have it.
No, just like we did their oil. We got to go take it.
Right. Who are they playing tonight?
Panama.
I don't think we took Panama's oil.
No, we gave them that damn canal back, and we should go take that back, too.
All right.
Regardless, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Out here at Luke's Ice House. Come on.
I said let's go ahead and fast forward to Indians Astros.
Not so fast there, Gomez.
8-3 Yankees, top of the fifth. The Yankees are stroking today, and they got to Kluber early and often. Corey Kluber, that's his first bad game in several months.
He has just been fantastic down the stretch.
And Sabathia is looking all right. So 8-3 in the bottom of the fifth, or in the top of the fifth still. One out. The Yankees all over the Indians. I still think the Indians win that series.
Yeah, I think they have too much pitching. And you get to game 3-4. I like the guys they'll be trotting out more than what the Yankees will. But, hey, this has got to be a career high for you today. That's at least your fifth.
That one tasted
on air.
It tasted like buffalo shrimp.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
A little spice. Not bad.
Hunter Schmidt tweeted, where do y'all stand on CC Sabathia weighing 300-plus pounds? Like, far away as possible was my answer.
I'm happy about it.
Hey, as long as he's out there dealing.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet he's funnier now. What we always say about big guys.
Yeah.
So the fatter you are, the funnier you are.
Yeah, but big funny guys tend to die earlier.
Yeah, but big deal. Big deal. Fred's still alive. He's funny and fat. Well, he's not as fat as he used to be.
Yeah, and I'm still losing weight. So
I'm pretty fat, and I'm the funny one.
That's true.
I'm still alive. You can make it.
Yeah.
If you don't do heroin and coke at the same time.
If you just drink and smoke weed,
yeah,
you live forever.
If you do if you do heroin and coke at the same time, even if you're skinny, there's a good chance you die. Like, Rivers Phoenix was skinny. He still died. Like, that's a bad combo. I'm against it. Let's keep heroin and cocaine separate. All right? Do your drugs separately, America.
What about beer and weed?
That's fine.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
It's two downers.
Yeah. Well, depends on the weed.
Vodka, Red Bull, that's dangerous.
Yeah, that is.
Who drinks that all the time in Vegas, and I almost always die with that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because that's one of them is getting your heart to go as fast as it can, and the other one is trying to make it stop.
Yeah, that's exactly what cocaine and heroin is, except it's way better than vodka, Red Bull. Don't do it. Don't mix them. Don't mix drugs, kids.
Yeah, that's your thing for Vegas, to try to keep you awake and get drunk.
Yes.
Not a good plan.
I'm not a role model, Fred.
You aren't?
No.
Kind of thought you were.
No.
All right, I think Tyler's trying to get us to go to break, but I can't tell because I can't hear anything.
We got to do a Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
Oh, we do, don't we? We'll do that when we come back. What was that, Tyler? Okay, we'll do that next segment. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz, live from Luke's in Beaumont on ESPN.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here in Beaumont, Luke's Ice House. And, yes, we are way behind on doing this. Somebody texted earlier. It's like, why don't you guys even apologize for going over with R.J. Bell anymore? It's like, wow, we all know we're going to do it, so we don't care.
It just happens.
Yeah. It's like we always have good conversations. The people love R.J.
Don't judge us.
And there's women here that want to have R.J.'s children. And so we leave them on as long as we can.
That's right.
So we no longer can. We have to. All right. Time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah. Kim was trying to sing along with
it. People love that song.
Yeah. She jumped the gun just a little bit.
It's a big hit.
Yeah, it is. It's even big in Beaumont. Is this not number one? Did this not, that song?
Yeah.
Didn't it pass like Kenny Chesney for number one on the country charts?
No, it was the guy who does the national anthem at every Texans game.
Oh, Clay Walker?
Clay Walker.
Yeah. More popular than Clay Walker.
Yep.
The Gem of the Day song. This actually is
involves, and thanks to Zadok Jewelers for sponsoring the Gym of the Day, this is some jewelry that we're going to talk about, but you can't buy it at Zadok's, nor would you want to. Are you familiar with a British lady named Tracy Kiss?
Yes.
Not a porn actress.
Tracy Kiss. Oh, no.
Model turned fashion blogger.
No, I thought you meant Tracy Kiss, the porn actress.
No, no,
I don't know.
This is Tracy Kiss, the model turned fashion blogger.
Okay.
Well, she had to have a surgery recently. Are you familiar with labiaplasty?
I can put two and two together.
Yeah. Well, one and plasty equals, yeah.
Right.
Well, she had a cyst that was
on her vagine?
Yes, that was caused by friction in the area. I wonder what kind of friction. Just what? 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 Oh. What else would it be?
Overuse?
Probably. I don't know. Mm. But so they had to remove it.
Ooh.
And she,
wait, they removed the cyst or the whole?
The cyst.
Okay.
And just, you know, little pieces.
Okay.
But she blogged about it in a very, very elaborate detail, so, which I cannot wait.
Did she post pictures?
I'm sure she did, but I don't want to see it. Regardless.
Before and after?
Turns out she saved some of the parts from the surgery.
Oh, wow.
And turned it into jewelry.
Oh.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't like that.
More specifically, a choker.
What?
Yes. She decided to make it a trophy for overcoming the pain the experience had caused her.
I thought maybe like a tiny little, like you could, well, how big of a vagina did she have?
I don't know. It had to.
Like, it can go all the way around her neck. That's, I mean.
Says, all in all.
That's not healthy.
All in all, I'm really pleased with my pendant, she wrote on her blog. Its contents may not be immediately obvious to the unsuspecting eye. Well, to everybody's taste, but that's the beauty of it. It ain't to my taste, I can tell you that.
What's that on your neck? What's that on your necklace? Oh, it's the cyst that I removed from my vagina.
God, what if she's one of those people that nervously?
I'm against this.
Nervously chews on her jewelry.
I don't like that.
Wouldn't that be gross? So, well, there you go. Let this be a lesson. If you have surgery and you want to have a specific body part made into a choker.
Did you, when you had your testicle surgery, did you save anything?
I did not.
You could have made earrings out of that.
I could have. I don't even know. There's probably not enough for an earring. I mean, like
it
a tiny.
It could have been like a stud.
Like earring. A tiny stud. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like really small. I could have done that.
You could have done two little danglers.
Why would I want that? Why would I want that?
I don't know.
I've got.
For memories.
I don't need the memories. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Boy, this ESPN story about Encarnacion sure makes it sound like it wasn't that bad.
Said it looked pretty gnarly.
I know. It said he left in the bottom of the first inning with an apparent right ankle sprain.
Okay.
I'm not a doctor, but that didn't look like a sprain to me.
That's like when I first tore my knee, I tore every ligament in my knee you could. My entire leg was turned around backwards, and I went to the ER, and the nurse said, it looks like you just sprained it really bad. And I was like, I feel like I need to talk to a real doctor who went to medical school, because I know a sprain, and that.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, nurse, is this, when you get a sprain, does it make this sound?
Right.
Yeah. That's what I would have said.
Well, let's talk about this. What would it take for you to bet Aggie this week against Alabama? Like, what number would have to show up that you'd be like, okay.
30 and a half.
Alabama in their last two games has outscored their opponents 125-3.
That's more than 30 and a half.
Yeah, that means.
Well, the thing is, I do think the Aggies have some really good athletes, especially on defense. And I know Alabama's light years better.
You think they're better than Vanderbilt on defense?
Yeah, I think they have more talent. I don't know if they're a better defensive unit,
okay.
But they certainly have more talented players than Vanderbilt does. And it's at Aggie.
Yep. Alabama's won 69 straight games against unranked opponents.
Well, I mean, nobody's saying they're not going
to
win.
They should almost lose this on purpose to leave it at 69.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a good record.
No, that's a bad idea. I don't know what kind of number it would take for me to go, yeah, I think Aggie can do that.
30 and a half. That's my number.
It for you.
Yeah, at that point.
I think it'd be 35 for me. 34 and a half, 35.
Okay. I want that half point, though.
Okay.
I'm insisting on the half point. 30, no. 30 and a half, yes. Unload. Move on the game as if it's already been played.
Can we agree that the SEC road, specifically the SEC West road, is a lot more wide open for Alabama than we thought it was at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, because LSU's worse than we thought they were. A&M is...
I thought LSU was going to be very good.
We didn't think A&M was going to be that good, but...
I thought Auburn would be better. I mean, Auburn's starting to get better, but I don't think Auburn can beat...
The gap is too big still.
Even, you know, Mississippi State, A&M, Arkansas... I don't think any of them are even close.
No.
It and really, outside of Bama and Georgia, I don't know if there's like a good team in the SEC.
Well, I mean, define good. Are you talking about teams that can compete in the playoff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious.
How often has that happened 4 or 5 weeks into the season? Usually
this time of year, A&M's undefeated, and they're in the conversation.
LSU's undefeated in the conversation. Auburn, Alabama, until they play each other, they're all there.
Right,
Florida. It's a weird year for the SEC.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm starting to think Georgia's good, but I also think some of these teams that they're beating, just Tennessee's not nearly what we thought they were going to be. I mean, I thought they'd be, you know, quality 9-10 win type team. They're not that. And, yeah, that's the thing. And I think that's why Alabama's just housing teams is they're clearly better than everybody else.
Yep.
There's not the depth in the conference that there has been. And I think we said it – we talked about this a couple weeks ago that I think in the past, I mean, people just wanted to try to create this narrative that, oh, the SEC's not as good. And I think it was BS. But now I don't think I think it has come around to where – there's better conferences with more depth. And I don't know that – and Alabama skewers it.
Yeah.
Because they're that good.
They are that good.
So somewhere in here I had the tough –
But at the same time, just like every year, the potential for them to lose a game is out there.
Yeah.
You know? And if they do lose, it'll probably be to a Mississippi State or –
it's not
going like
to be Mississippi this year. We know that.
Oh, they've leaped that hurdle.
Yeah,
66-3. They barely got by them, but yeah,
they survived. That's what you have to do.
Mississippi State could do it. Auburn could do it, but
I honestly think Auburn's the only one with a chance, and I don't think they have a chance.
Or maybe an SEC title game.
Maybe. But again, I don't think that side of the SEC is very hard either, and I think that's why Georgia's kind of running away with it.
Yeah.
So, Larry Brown did the top 25 teams' toughest remaining game on the schedule.
Yeah.
For Alabama at Auburn.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought this before the year, but for Clemson, it's at NC State.
That wouldn't shock me. I mean, they just – man, I can't believe I didn't play that game last night.
Yeah.
I was like, I would have liked
– I forgot.
I would have liked NC State at 4.5, and then it got down to 3, and I'm like, I don't know.
No, they just
and then they win by a million. I'm like, well, I'm an idiot. Yeah, Louisville, not great. So, and when you think about what Florida State is now, Clemson, their road's open.
Yeah. Georgia at Auburn on November 11th is another one.
That'll be a good game.
Yeah. They got Washington State at Washington. I think Washington State we're going to find out about this week.
I think so, too. That's music in the background.
Is it?
That is.
I'm glad you can hear the music because I can't.
You're old.
I am old, and I'm proud to be old because it means I've lived this long. I could die now. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back in on The Blitz, 713-780. ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to text the show. Okay, there's my first one.
Yeah, I'm dominating you this week.
Though. Yeah, you're the world champion.
It's going to be hard to beat me.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try. But I'm not even going to repeat what Lauren the Aggie tweeted at me.
Uh-oh.
But it's a piece of jewelry that, frankly, I don't need to see that.
Oh.
Shouldn't that be banned?
No, I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Well, I think you should have a talk with Lauren about it then.
Yeah. Is that your necklace, Lauren? Yeah.
Okay. Boy, there's a lot of directions you could go with this.
What if that was an earring, but you didn't use it for your ears? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying. Lauren's husband we're on the same level. He knows what's up.
Have you been following this Harvey Weinstein story?
Oh, yes. I love it. I love it when really rich guys, like, they can't just get laid like the normal way old rich guys get laid, just by like saying, hey, I'm really rich. Do you want to have sex? Like, he's got to be like Roger Ailes, kind of like force it on these women. I don't get it. Bill O'Reilly, like, they all want to be so sexually aggressive. That's their thing. And Harvey Weinstein, I like how he came out yesterday and was like, well, you know, this is just the way it was. I came up in the 60s and 70s. It's just the way it was. I've got a lot to learn because I haven't learned it in the last 40 years.
Now you want your movie produced?
Yeah.
Well, here's what you got to do. It's that simple.
It's like Bill Cosby. Come upstairs and I'll make you a star.
No, first I'll make you a drink.
Yeah, let me make you a drink and then I'll make
made
you a star.
Made of Jell-O.
I want you to act drunk in this next scene.
Yeah.
No, it's a weird deal. These dudes, like, especially a guy like that, guy's got a lot of power.
Yeah,
like, he could probably get laid if he wanted to without going about it the way he did. You know?
Yeah, he was almost going to be involved in my movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you out on him now?
No.
I'd like try to.
Are you kidding me?
Now you want to work with him more than ever?
Absolutely.
Because you probably get a discount.
Well, not only that, I think people will, you know. See, it'll cause a bunch of controversy.
Right.
Like, wow, this guy produces
his
this? You worked
project.
With him? You
yes.
worked with him? It's like, yeah, I did. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
It's like, matter of fact, how well did that work for you with these girls? Trying to get them in the movie.
Not that great.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Although, they did take a long time to snitch on him. I'll give him that.
Yeah. I wonder. Maybe he's got a movie coming out about sexual harassment.
Because there could have been an immediate snitch, and they didn't do that.
Well, they probably did do that so they could get in the movie. Then they decided later.
True.
Yeah. You know, it didn't work out for me the way I wanted.
That's true.
That happens a lot. You see, we didn't get a chance to talk about this earlier in the week, but a lot of people think Alex Morgan is hot. They always tell me that. The soccer player. Like, oh, she's so hot.
Right. Not for me.
I never thought so. I'm kind of down now. You see, she got kicked out of Disney.
No. What'd she do?
She and a bunch of other soccer players. Including Giles Barnes, who used to play for the Dynamo. They were...
I can see, like, I'm looking at Alex, like, if you pull up Alex Morgan's Google images.
Yeah.
But they're about 50-50. Sometimes she does look cute.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of, there's a lot of airbrushing in some of those, I think. You know, some glamour shots type stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now, nobody's going to look good
she's
playing
soccer. She's not ugly.
No, but she's not like, oh, she's so hot. Like,
yeah. She's hot for a female athlete.
Well, this is why I'm now... totally into her and think she's hyper hot.
In the words of Cam Newton, it's funny when girls try to play sports, right?
Yeah.
It's just funny. Yeah.
Well, she's hot to me now because she got kicked out for being impaired and verbally aggressive.
Oh. What's she doing, hanging out with Hope Solo?
Apparently she was yelling, screaming, and taking video and possibly pictures. Also claimed she knew members of the Orlando SWAT team.
Excellent.
And said, Deputy Johnson heard Ms. Morgan make a loud verbal statement that she knows the Orlando SWAT team.
Oh, boy.
So she didn't even go to the Do You Know Who I Am card. She went to the Do You Know Who My Friends Are card.
Yeah.
And basically, getting drunk at Epcot I'm not going to say I haven't done it, especially when you've got two little kids who will, you know, I think the last time we went, they were like 2 and 5. Can you imagine being, spending all day with a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old at Epcot? You know I'm drinking from the moment I get there.
That ain't good.
And that's one place, they sell beer there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I did not get kicked out, but I did have a lot to drink there.
There you go.
So, see, I think it'd be kind of fun. Go to Epcot with Alex Morgan sometime. Oh, I'm guessing she's probably banned.
She's not welcome there anymore?
Probably not.
Oh, well.
But she knows the SWAT team.
Yeah.
You know any SWAT guys?
I don't.
I don't either. So.
But I'm not famous.
You're the 9th most famous Hoffman in the world.
But I'm not like
According to an official list, and a very debatable list.
I'm not Alex Morgan level famous.
No, she's pretty famous.
Yeah.
What about Giles Barnes? You're probably as famous as he is now.
I don't think that's true at all. I'm pretty sure he's significantly more famous than me.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. But you wouldn't know him if he hadn't played for the Dynamo and been on our show once.
No, I wouldn't.
Back when we had the Dynamo.
I would not.
And I know how much you love those interviews.
Right.
That was like me when you're doing an MMA interview.
Brutal.
Like you, and the problem was you kind of stuck me with them. And you like MMA. I like MMA. You're like, okay, here we go. Remember when we had the coach on that didn't speak? I mean, he spoke English, but
yeah,
it didn't.
What an awkward, awkward setup.
What do you guys think about the Houston Cougar game? I think SMU, anything around 7, I'd be on SMU. I like the way this team's looked. I think Chad Morris is going to have a bigger job at the end of the year. I think UH's offense has really not impressed me. And I don't care which one of those guys is playing quarterback.
You're not trusting them.
I don't trust them right now. I think they've got a lot of skill talent, but that receiver for SMU is terrific. And I think they've got a lot of weapons on that offense. Now, their defense isn't very good. And if Houston doesn't have Ed Oliver, I think that's a big loss.
I was going to say, if Ed Oliver's out, does that change everything?
I think it makes a significant difference. It really does. I think I'd bet SMU for sure if Ed Oliver's out, because that's the one equalizer, is that he can go in there and wreck a game and wreck a quarterback. And if he may not be 100% either. That's the thing, even
right.
If he does play. So, yeah, I think that's a big if. I think he will play, but I think he's going to be a little bit impaired. But it's going to be on the UH defense to try to slow those guys down, and that's not easy to do. And if they can't – and their offense just looks off. There's plays – it's kind of like the Patriots looked last night to me. The plays were there. The play design was there. There are – missing a pass by a foot or missing an open receiver by overthrowing an open receiver. Little things like that, especially downfield where there's plays to be made. If they start making those plays, that offense will be really good. But I just don't see it there yet.
I'm with you.
So I'm going to go the other way on this. And I don't like betting on UH games, so I probably won't do it. But because I don't like rooting against myself.
Yeah.
Because I want UH to win.
You just don't think they will. Or you don't think they'll win by 7 or more?
Yeah, I think if they win, it's going to be a low-scoring game because their defense played well. It'll be a little bit like last week. It's going to be like 24-20.
Is it different this year knowing that UH has nothing like grand to play for?
Yeah, I mean, I still think technically they could get that group of five spot, but I don't think they're good enough because I don't think they can. I mean, I think Memphis is going to be tough. I think USF. And I think this.
I think
game,
USF blows the door off this team.
I don't know if they do that. If the defense is healthy, it's going to be hard for anybody to blow the doors off of them. But I don't feel. I felt confident before the season they could beat USF. I don't think they're as good.
Okay.
Now. So.
Well, I'm interested to see that.
And
game.
I think. And
I normally don't care about. I bet on them, I don't care about mid-major games. But I'm actually interested in that game this weekend.
Well, I also think. Yeah, UH might be able to fix its offense, too. That's the other thing. And if they do, then I think we're looking at a different team. But right now, I don't see it. That team misses more than they miss Tom Herman. They miss Greg Ward.
Yeah, it's a big loss.
Yeah, that guy was a special quarterback, and these guys aren't.
Well, what do you think about what Tom Herman's doing this weekend against Kansas State?
I think the Longhorns win. I think it's a very close game. And I think that's how Texas is going to have to win for a while against these kind of caliber opponents that You know, they've got more talent than Kansas State, but I think Kansas State will scheme the hell out of them.
I think it's a low-scoring game.
Yeah, I think it's going to look a lot like the Iowa State game did, frankly.
Yep, because Kansas State sucks on offense, too.
Yeah.
Anytime that quarterback tries to throw the ball, it's a disaster.
It's guesswork.
Yep. All right, guys, got to tell you about Carbach. I'm having a nice, delicious hopadillo right now, in fact. And if you haven't made it out to their restaurant, you got to check it out. It's open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. They've got a fantastic food menu. The buttermilk fried chicken is out of this world. The fish tacos are really good. I like the Korean fried chicken. And all those foods, they pair really well with the great beers they've got on tap. And Carbachtoberfest still going on. We're into the last 2 days of Carbachtoberfest, if you can believe it, guys. It lasts till October 7th, and they feature performances by Bun B, Bright Light Social Hour, the Tauntauns, Flow Tribe, and many, many more. Admissions to the show is absolutely free, and that means you're going to have more money for beer. It's Carbachtoberfest at Carbach Brewing. More info in the full lineup at carbachbrewing.com. Don't forget to pick up your favorite mainstay or seasonal next time you're out. And right now you can get that BBH espresso while you're out in stores. And if you're at the bar, ask your bartender, please make it a Carbach.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. Well, you heard us talking about some of the lines earlier and some of the games. If you want to get in on it, you know where to go. MyBookie.ag, industry-leading website, best place to cash in on everything. And you want to play hockey? Guess what? I don't have any hockey plays tonight, but you can play. I got a bunch tomorrow. You can play any of the sports. If you like horse racing, they got you covered. In-game live betting, so if you miss the start, hey, you want to get the baseball, they got that too. And they've also got a user-friendly mobile site, so you never miss a play. At mybookie.ag, you could do, it doesn't matter if you've been playing for years or if you just want to jump in and say, I want to bet on my team, they got you covered. And if you're tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal, well, that's why you need to come join MyBookie. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, no fine print. You get the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Anytime you have an issue, if you just give them a call, they're going to take care of it. And guess what? Join now. MyBookie's going to match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. That's right. All you have to do is use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-2387 or visit MyBookie.ag to open an account. That's 844-900-BETS. Or go online to MyBookie.ag and use promo code RADIO. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz here at Luke's Ice House. One last segment to go. And before we get to stupid stuff, some people to thank. I want to thank Luke's for having us. Certainly want to thank Coors Light, Miller Light. Thank our buddy Chip for bringing us beer every time. He's like Chip the beer deliverer.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I'm a fan of that.
I want to thank this lady who just won. I've never seen anyone as excited to win a trip to the Red Roof Inn.
I like her outfit.
Yeah.
I like that hat. That looks like a hat that you would wear, Fred. I like it.
Yeah, it kind of does. It kind of works.
She looks much better in it than you would.
Well, yeah, anyone would look much better in it than I would. But, yeah, she does. $2.50 Miller Lite, Coors Lights, $4.75, you call it. And then Saturday and Sunday, this is your spot for college football, baseball playoffs, and NFL Sunday. Great specials on buckets of Coors Light and Miller Lite. Plenty of good food and big screen TVs. So get out here. You can watch your soccer. You can watch your baseball. You can watch your football. See, we're arguing over what to watch. You can watch them all out here. They got you covered. All right. Let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
But yeah, I'm also pretty excited. Sports Map's ready to go. It'll be – we can probably look. Oh, wow. You made it. 402. Is that a record? Is that a Hoffman record?
I don't think so. I think he's in it earlier before.
That's my first of the week also. So like,
yeah, but that's okay.
And we're keeping track this week, so I'm up 1-0 because I don't think you had a coughing fit yesterday.
No, I did.
Somebody asked, what happened to 1560? It's on 94.1 now, FM.
Switch over. What happened to 1560? What's on it now?
Like Vietnamese music.
Who, I want to know who switched over to Czech.
What do you mean?
Who turned on 1560 on purpose? It was like, what's going on here?
Hmm.
More people taking random pictures of us.
No, that's a video. See, he's moving that. That's all about. That's Facebook Live. He's like,
that's Snapchat. You're Snapchatting, aren't you?
Okay.
I know it. See, I know what the kids are up to these days.
We'll have Brad Powers at 5:30 talk college football betting.
Whoops. Sorry about that.
I did that the other day, so. I want to say happy birthday to my daughter, who was 16 yesterday.
Happy birthday, Katie.
And we spent Saturday together, and typical teenager. We watched UH game. She fell asleep at halftime. Apparently, that's what teenagers do. They sleep.
I wished her a happy birthday on Facebook today, which was a day late. She said, I'm sorry, I'm no longer accepting birthday wishes. So I told her I'd buy her a drink to make up for it, a wine cooler. That's what the kids still drink, right?
Hey, Beaumont.
Hey, Beaumont.
We're coming back.
Hey, Booner.
Luke's I. Really? Gotta tell you, did you have an accident this weekend? Hell, I almost had one today.
I thought you meant an accident, like a bathroom incident.
No, no. Like a car accident.
Car accident.
Or maybe in the bathroom. Maybe you slipped and fell. Maybe, no.
I feel.
Seriously, John, you're screwing my live read here. I already got this ass clown burping in the middle of him.
I didn't burp.
You did Friday.
That was an
Friday.
Accident. I couldn't shut my mic off.
I know. And then you're doing this.
When I think of Kings of Rock, I think of like Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. For some reason, Nate and Crate don't come to mind for me.
I don't know, though. I think maybe we need to rethink our intro. Maybe we need to go
John,
this direction.
Why? How come they're the Kings of Rock and me and Fred aren't?
These guys
one's old and
rock.
Creepy and disgusting to women, and the other one's bald and has a very small pecker. Together, they make the Blitz.
Where'd that come from? That was totally uncalled for.
Well, none of that stuff of theirs was true. I was just making stuff up.
But I am bald, and you are creepy.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Oh, fun week. I was actually on with one of the Kings of Rock today on Fox 26. Yes.
Look at you. Well, was it the California Cool or the anger
It was
issue?
The California Cool.
Oh, good.
And we did a little thing previewing the Astros game that aired on Fox in the noon hour. So I'll be doing some stuff with him on Monday mornings, too, way before you're awake. So got any big plans this weekend?
Football. Yeah. That's about what I got. Fights tomorrow night. Should be a good card. But, yeah, for the most part, it's a football weekend.
I am going to totally unplug tomorrow and hang out with some. By the way, USA up 1-0.
Go!
Yeah, yeah. But
everyone's excited.
I could tell they're shocked.
Put your hands up.
They're appalled.
Put your hands up. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. So you guys hate America, is what I'm hearing.
Well, not a lot of applause for USA soccer.
Interesting. Oh well. By the way.
Are you going to give me the score of the baseball game? Bottom of the sixth now, the Yankees, who had an 8-3 lead, currently lead 8-7. They are blowing it. Blowing it. Four runs in the bottom of the sixth so far for the Indians.
So,
Jay Bruce is a big fat 0 for 3 so far today. He was a hero in game one, though. I know he's a Beaumont kid. That's a So that's a he had a good game yesterday. Not so good today, but the game ain't over. The game ain't over.
Well, I'm totally unplugging tomorrow from everything. I'm going to go for a bike ride with some friends and drink beer.
Is D.D. Gregorius from Beaumont? He is? D.D. Gregorius? He's from Beaumont. Okay. All right.
What about C.C. Sabathia?
C.C. Sabathia is definitely from Beaumont.
Okay.
I think Edwin Encarnacion's from Beaumont.
Only the part of him that's not doesn't have a broken ankle.
That part is also from here.
That part is from Pasadena.
Okay.
Yeah. The rest of them is from here. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Another fun time out here in the Golden Triangle. I want to thank everybody for coming out.
I love the people out here.
I do, too. We love you guys.
We've got a good crowd out here. We've got a good loyal group of people out here. I love it.
And we promise it won't be a week before we get back, but it won't be 2 years either.
Yeah.
So
we'll be back sooner than that.
And
if my contract gets re-upped.
Well, I'll be back.
Yeah, Fred may be back by himself next time.
Yeah. No, it'll be me and Jong. That's what it'll be.
You'll be you and Joel Blank. Double time.
You know what? That's so mean and hateful of you.
You're welcome.
All right. Great job this week by Jong, although not today. Great job, Tyler. Great job, AJ, and great job, Beaumont. Thank you so much for coming out. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.